Specifically at this time, I'd like to focus on parts of our davening, thematically, those parts of our tefillah that specifically focus on bitachon, staying strong, staying resolute in the face of such difficult challenges. Bitachon, a feeling of safety and security, knowing that Hashem runs the world, He has a plan, even if we don't understand His plan. There's a bigger picture that we're part of but do not see. These are themes and ideas that come up so many times during davening in different ways as we seek to develop a greater awareness and appreciation of Hashem, bring Him into our lives, feel that security, and therefore bitachon absolutely punctuates our tefillah. It's the context in which we actually stand up to daven the Shemona Esrei. Hashem's track record, how He's taken care of us in the past, will indeed take care of us in the future and the present as well. Maybe let's start with this. Ava Rabba is the bracha before the Shema. Before we can talk about and work on how much we love Hashem, Vahavta, as Hashem Aleikacha, Chol Vavcha, Chol Nafshcha, Chol Maidacha. We talk about how much Hashem loves us. Ava Rabba, Avtanu Hashem Aleikenu, Ava Sayiloma, Avtanu Hashem Aleikenu. Hashem loves us with a great love, with an eternal love. It's great, it's excessive, it's huge. Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. Ba'avur Avoseinu, in the merit of our forefathers, Shabbat Chubacha. And their trust in you. But Lemdeim Chukichayim, you taught them laws of life. Kein Tchanenu, have mercy on us. Teach us Torah. Ba'avurav Yisein Shabbat Chubacha. Why are we mentioning this now? Why are we trying to invoke the Zchus of Bitachon? What's that got to do with learning Torah and receiving Torah? Atlamdeim Chukichayim, Kein Tchanenu Slamdeinu. Mefarshim explain this is Nasa V'Nishma. When Hashem told the Jewish people that the Torah is indeed Chukei Chayim, the laws of life, living law, Klal Yisrael relied on Hashem that it's good for us, and they accepted the Torah. Indeed, this is the way that the Sefer Iyun Tefillah, the Perush Iyun Tefillah, explains. In the merit of our forefathers who trusted in you when they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, when they accepted to do whatever You'll tell us to do. Even before we heard what it was, it would never be too much for us. We were never concerned that living a Jewish life would ever be too much. We trust in you, Hashem. We have confidence that the rules that you give us are life-giving and life-affirming. We were able to receive the Torah in the merit of that bitachon, of receiving the Torah, sight unseen, no try before you buy. We relied on Hashem and His track record to accept the Torah as Chukei Chayim. So even before we say the Shema, we affirm our trust in Hashem that He's given us a Torah that is indeed good for us, that will teach us how to live.